The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Oh, by the way, I see some comments. I be fronting. I be coming at some comments. Y'all see me out there, El Diablo Boo. I be out there responding to a lot of shit when I see.
We told them.
Don't say we, Rob, because I don't see your comments. Don't say we, Rob. I don't see your comment.
You told him last
Rob
week.
Is Rob checking his tweets or his Instagram while he's recording, dude?
No.
What's he looking
water.
Down at? He's not giving his full divided guys. Attention.
I'm getting you full attention. I want some water. Fuck rat.
Now he automatically labeled you as a bestiality. Fuck rat.
I didn't say he fucked rats.
You called him fuck rat.
That's not really saying you're fucking a rat. It's just...
No. When you again, you can't deny this shit. Hold on. First off, Josh, kick the beat because we're going to get back to this right now. Yeah. Kick the beat because this motherfucker's gonna get checked right now.
Checked for calling him a rat and not a fucking
No, because of that, because no, in your culture, certain shit be considered as is. And you're not gonna sit there and tell me it's not.
But it's not, we're talking about a culture.
Back to what you're saying, Roth. That's bullshit. I don't give a fuck what you're saying because have been known on camera for attacking and I know personally who will literally be like this in a conversation with you and you say something about them jokingly like fuck you bitch and smack you friendly. But the minute you say motherfucker, these motherfuckers, I don't fuck mothers. I don't fuck a mother. What the fuck you mean? And here's the proof. There's multiple boxers who've been on camera punching out in a face-off because I'm gonna beat your ass, motherfucker. And that stole on saying, I said I fuck mothers. So you calling people fuck rats in your culture sometimes, you gotta take your culture when you say it is what you mean verbatim because you just flip out when you say certain things to you like that, bro. And you can't say that ain't true.
No, we all use the same. At least Josh and
you got to respond to that, dude.
Now, what can you say to that? What can you say to that? Okay, that's fine. Okay, good deal. You fuck rat, fucking Tim. Okay, I'm still gonna use it. I'm not gonna change it. Fucking, it's gonna stay the way it is.
So he labeled you bestiality, Tim. It's cool.
No, I'm not. I didn't call him a rat fucker. It'd be different if I called him a rat fucker.
That is very different. What he's doing is hitting below the belt of fuck boy. You know what I mean? There's fuck boy and then there's fuck rat.
No.
But he's not saying rat listen here, fucker. Bro. He does have a point.
Me and my boy have made up a list of four things when it comes to that fuck shit you guys add to something that are just like the most cold things. One of them is fuck nigga.
Well, we can't use that, sir.
Fuck you, Tim. I've heard you say it. I heard you sit there, so. Tim be over here calling, you know, man, you know, such and such, it's like crazy as song. I'm like, ooh, Tim's using it more. And I like that. He goes, yeah, man, I can't believe he said fuck that song. I was like, a people. 3 years ago I met this Tim was sitting there, I would say, fuck N-word? He was afraid to say that shit. Now this him calling me like, I can't believe that said fuck, boo. Like, all right, so don't believe this, bro. Number two, like I said, fuck.
Anyway, what
I could see that being a fucking a fucked up insult though.
You think like behind closed doors Tim's like dropping the n-word like left and right, like he's playing.
Oh, there's people
A's.
I talk to all the day, bro. There's people who I bump songs and they use the word.
That used to be me, admittedly.
Listen,
many years
no, I'll tell you right now, there's people, I mean, bro, I don't care because I know you're not using it in a racist term. Here's my thing. If you're behind closed doors and you're sitting there and let's say YG's my and you happen to be a poof person that likes that shit, my
what if Elmo's listening to his favorite song? Can he listen to it then?
If you want to say, because I know you guys are behind doors, you're like, my, you even look, my,
like, just even on your lonesome, just my.
I learned a long time ago, man. Like, you don't use it. If you use it, you're gonna use it. If you're gonna do it.
I've had people at third grade was it third? Yeah, third grade was my first experience with some cold shit, and it was stupidity on my part because this stupid ass bitch in third grade. I won't ever forget. I was in a class, bunch of Mexicans in a bilingual class in third grade, bunch of Mexicans, bro, bunch of Roths.
Dude, even I was never an ESL fucker.
I was in ESL because my sister, bro, she had some little Mexican best friend, bro, she was with. That was her homegirl. And my sister's like, no, I need to go there because that's where she's at. I got put on the track. My mom made me go on the track. So I'm in the track with a bunch of Mexicans in third grade that don't give a fuck about my black ass.
I care about you. I care about you.
So trip out. This bitch, the first or second day of school in third grade, does this shit. Goes, hey, come here. Stupid me. I go over there. She goes to the globe and spins it and stops it on Africa and points it at Niger and goes, that's what you are. I go, whoa. Like,
fuck, third grade?
Third grade. It was sounds my first
like
a movie.
Like, it spins perfect. Like, she fucking practiced that shit at home.
It was she cool, really bro. Did. She did like that, like at least like 300 times before she went, bah.
Her name was Erica or some shit from fucking, she was Mexican. The only that was cool in that fucking, that class with me the whole time, I think his name was Mario. Me and that used to play marbles together. That's why I keep you around, Ralph. You look like him because of the bifocals. That's why I keep you around now because you.
Motherfucker, I've been using fucking bifocals bro. For fucking like 2 months and shit.
That's why you remind me of that Mario, the bifocals and marbles.
That's it. Yeah. Fuck that. I'm using contacts. That's it. It's over.
Those third, fourth, and fifth were rough. I was a little badass getting violations all the goddamn time. And
for what?
And then one was, his name was Mikey. That was the only friend I would play with at school. And one day he didn't come in. Like 2 days he didn't come in. The next day this comes in with a cast on. I'm like, what happened to your arm? He's like, jeez. You broke it. I go, I broke it. Like, I broke it. Imagine you don't disappear for 2 days, comes to back to school and said, you broke my arm.
You broke my arm.
What you mean I broke your goddamn? Get the fuck out of here. That shit.
I thought it was all bullshit, right? About middle of the school day, I get called into the principal's office. Then Mikey gets called in after me so it don't look suspicious. His daddy's on the line cussing me out, talking about, you broke my fucking son's arm. I'm like, bro, I didn't even touch your fucking son. Like, all that shit. And all kind of crazy. They called my dad. Which
so wait
they
a minute. What, did he just confuse some other dude for you or something? Like, what happened?
No, bro, I don't know. I don't remember that at all, how I broke his fucking arm. It was bullshit to me. I don't go around with breaking his arms and don't remember that shit. Now, listen to this shit, which is so funny about it. 1990s. You really think a crackhead at the peak of his crack smoking era and his days of smoking crack really gives a fuck about a principal calling him, telling him his son broke his arm at school?
He don't give a fuck. He's not even in the headspace.
He's not even in the headspace.
I have a son.
I was like this. They're like, you got a parent we can call? I was like, ooh. Yeah, my dad. At home, high as fuck right now, and won't even remember this conversation.
Yeah, yeah, fuck.
So bam, who? They caught that. Like, hello. I go. And here's where you knew if you don't. Here's the thing. Me being a principal, and I hear they're the first words when you call a parent's dad, and what the kid says to the dad, you automatically know shit's going wrong. I go like this. Hey, Keith. It's Boo. Apparently.
Yeah, no.
Apparently.
Stop. Yeah, no, as soon as he... As
dude, I didn't go into my rebellious stage of calling my mom and my dad by their first names until like I was in...
So I never called my dad in the 40-year existence of dad. Dad's been known as Keith.
5 seconds in, if I don't hear dad, oh no, yeah, no, it's done. It's over. Like,
hey yo, Keith. I go, Keith. He goes, what? I'm like, who is this? He goes, who is this? This is Boo. Principal want to talk to you. He goes, okay. And he's like, yeah, your son broke some arm, some shit like that. And he goes, are you gonna talk? He's like, yeah, I'll talk to him when he gets home. I'm like, yeah. I went back to class chilling, knowing that this smoke ain't gonna remember a goddamn thing. Bro, my mama tell you, she don't remember shit from me from fifth grade and under because she was working her ass off and it was smoking rocks and smoking everything up in the house. there were days, I'm telling you, when I'd be playing in the apartment, I'll come home to get some water or something to drink, or maybe there was no one at the outside wanting to play, time to go in. Obviously, it's not the time. I'll knock on the door lock like a motherfucker. This stick his head out like, who is it? Like, I live here. Let me the fuck in. House smelling like rock and shit.
What does that smell like?
Bro, it's a distinct smell. It smells like chemicals that you've burned. It smells, it's a distinct
like burnt
smell.
Plastic?
A little bit more in depth on burnt plastic.
Like burnt plastic, burnt rubber, like
yeah, all that like shit in a clouded room, bro. It's a distinct smell. If you walk in a room and you smell this, you're like, oh yeah, y'all is pee dog in there smoking that pookie like a motherfucker, bro.
You'd never feel weird.
Huh?
You'd never feel weird walking in there?
Oh no, because here's the thing. He never did it in the house. I caught him off guard because school got out early. A crackhead don't know when his kids is getting out early from school because it's an early release day, some stupid shit. No, he was never there for any of my fucking flag football games, never any of my fucking basketball games. I taught myself how to swim. My sister, I took her to cheerleading. I taught myself how to play basketball and fucking shoot. He was never there for none of that shit. He never taught me how to fix a fucking bike. All that shit. None of that.
Is he always like at home?
You know when he was home? When he had nowhere else to go. I'll tell you some cold shit. He used to work for Tombstone and Haagen-Dazs. 2 weeks, my mama's sitting in the house. This actually worked for 2 weeks. We getting one of them fact checks. This crackhead actually helped around his bitch. You know what happened? The payday disappeared for 2 weeks.
Like not even coming home at night, like just gone.
Of course not. You fucking
no, insane. Gone for 2 weeks.
He burned it up.
There were times we come home and the fucking house would be no fourth century, no nothing. Microwave's gone, Nintendo gone, TV's gone, VCR gone, fucking coffee maker gone. Anything of any jewelry was gone in the house. Then they took it to the spot.
So then what would you do on days like that? Like when you just come home and there'd be fucking nothing?
Nothing. There's times I've seen, here's the thing, my mom was working, because one day I came home and my mom was home early. I'm like, you home? She's like, yeah, you know, I got a week off, you know, got a week vacation, just gonna relax and chill. I'm like, okay, that's cool, you deserve it. Never asked her for anything. Now 2 to 3 days in it, I noticed my mom started doing some extensive cleaning. I'm like, spring cleaning? Yeah, we're just getting all this garbage out. Don't need it. My mom pulled me and my sister in the room when my dad went to the liquor store or something. She's like, just want to let you know, be up at 6 a.m. U-Haul's already packed and ready. I'm like, U-Haul? Where the fuck is that at? You didn't even ask for my help.
No, we're starting a new life. We're just, we're starting.
I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, we're moving to L.A. I'm like, bet, new life. In LA, let's get it.
Well, yeah, where were you living? In Los Feliz or where?
Riverside.
Riverside, okay.
I'm like, bet. And so then out of nowhere, my sister and me, so what's up with this? I pointed right at him. He was asleep on the couch. I said, what's up with him? Ain't even coming. I said, bet. Bro, you're talking to someone, bro, who had Teddy Rupskin, and the Big Bird that did the same thing. And what I mean by that is you put a tape in them and them motherfuckers read you
starts
the book
talking.
And start yeah. reading you the book.
I that had was a shit.
And he
I had original Nintendo, original Mario Brothers, Super Nintendo. My mom would get me those things because
and he swiped them all.
I ain't got a dad to help me with nothing. This ain't even there for football. You know what I'm saying? The only thing he showed me is that pull a knife on is if you feel like you're in a corner. That's about Boo's boring ass fucking crackhead daddy life.
Look, I ain't gonna fucking talk like I'm the big shit. You know what I mean? Y'all know my problems and my issues in the past. So,
all right. So today, did you hear about the topics about? I know this is probably old when this shit comes out, but that F-35.
No.
So long story short, there was a F-35. I forget where it was flying over exactly, but there were two F-30. There were two jets flying. For an unexplained reason, one of the fools ejects out of the jet, and the jet continues to fly on autopilot for how many like days? Like 2 days almost, something like that?
60 more miles.
You know, like it just, it flew for 60 more miles. It ended up.
But here's the thing about that, why it's so funny. It had state-of-the-art stealth technology to where we couldn't find it. Here's what happened. It's so fucking funny. Apparently, the pilot, she didn't know what was going on and lost control of the shit of the plane. The plane started going on its own and flying. It was taking control over. This is some conspiracy theory shit they're saying.
It's taking control over is the conspiracy theory. But like
the plane was, apparently she said there was a malfunction in the plane where she had to eject immediately. But where they say the conspiracy is, if it was malfunctioning, why did it fly 60 more miles on autopilot by itself, then crash? And here's where they were. Everybody, they sent the government hotline to the area saying, if you've seen any jets or any crashing things, please call us, right? Listen here, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Pull up the interview of the black. This is a real interview. Pull up the interview of the guy who the local news network interviewed about the F-35 jet. This is not edited or anything. This is just type in. It's the number one viral thing going on.
Damn, that beats fucking Jalen Rose fucking robot ass.
Oh wait, hold on.
You saw that, right, Red Bull? The Jalen Rose robot thing?
Oh, yeah, where he frozes until they fucking do his shit.
They fucking adjust his mustache and shit?
Watch this interview. This is real. No, watch.
Kenny, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait, stop.
Look, this is what made him a meme right here. This video here. Oh, my God. It's fucking hilarious.
Somebody has to tell me what he said like 2 seconds ago because I have no idea.
I don't either, you racist bastard.
Anybody does.
It's not about being racist. I just have no idea what he said.
He's the white family.
He did it with such confidence, too. He was like, no, this is how it sounds like. This is without a doubt, if you hear this.
When it crashed, you look at the area of the debris and everything, you see some crazy van coming through and just blocking everything off. It ain't even LAPD. It ain't even, it's a zero van. So they say it could have been air. Yep, they could have said it's some men in black shit. But here's another conspiracy. They say it flew to Cuba. Because remember, it's under radar. You're not going to know. They're saying the Japanese flew that bitch to Cuba.
Oh, they hijacked it. Is that what they're fucking saying?
The Japanese or the Chinese, you mean?
Maybe Chinese.
Chinese.
Yeah. I was about to say, like,
the Chinese hijacked that shit.
And they probably got better AI than we do.
Oh, there's some cold shit around.
Well, apparently it's from what I understand, and, you know, don't take my word for it, but this was due to some 2016 leak that, like that particular model jet, like a bunch of information got leaked to the Chinese from here.
Damn, is that was on Hunter Biden's fucking laptop? Fuck.
Oh, no. I know, right? But here's another one. Speaking of government, have you been noticing a lot of government controllers have been unplugged?
Fuck yeah.
Not Tim, have you noticed
Mitch
that?
McConnell.
Yeah.
Turtle ass. Just fucking turning off.
They're all shutting down. All of them are fucking shutting down, man.
So the whole government's got to shut down because of it?
Well, no, you got to listen to the QAnon people. Them QAnon people say they're draining that swamp, man.
Bro, their controllers are unplugging. It be like, boop, 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 boop,
they're
boop,
taking
boop,
off
boop.
Running, supposedly. No, that Jalen Rose shit had me fucking dying, dude. I was fucking laughing my ass off seeing that shit.
That was old. That one's old.
It is old, but it's like along the same lines. It's like the controllers are fucking shutting them down.
The one that's most famous is Al Roker.
Oh, of course.
Al Roker's controller was the funniest. That fool was sitting there like this, and it went. And then when they weren't on,
started dancing.
And then the cameras weren't on him. I was like, damn, that controller need new batteries.
Just needs a new model.
So, like, you can't catch a break on the social media shit. Like, poor guys passing out left and right. But like, that's content. That's content. You know, they can post that. They can have fun with it. I posted, and I told you about this earlier. I posted some shit earlier today, dude. I just remixed a reel. Like, so it was some Star Wars shit. And somebody commented. Somebody commented, but then they deleted the comment. But you still have the notice of the comment, like, on your fucking, like phone notice shit. And bro deleted it, but the comment went, so we're just going to take other people's shit, like, put our face over it and call it content now. And I'm like, listen, brother.
Fuck yeah. Get him. Whoever you listen. Are, I fucking love you.
No, no, like,
listen here, buddy.
The shitty thing is, I agree with him, but also, I don't make the rules.
No, I get him, Tim, stop.
Everybody else got me, listen, I keep putting out drawing videos where I'm like hoping to get the amount of likes this fucking shit got. And like, it's nowhere near the percentage. I'm trying to put out content there, brother. I desperately am. I didn't make the video go to 700, 800
whoever
likes.
Whoever that is, guy, whoever he is, hit me up in my Instagram at El Diablo Boo. Let me know. I got
go,
you.
Go to his man, content. Bro. Hit him up.
I got original content, bro.
Of course. But I agree with you, sir. It shouldn't be that way. But it is.
So, Ralph, what do you got to add to this episode? What do you got to say? Get it off your chest.
No. It's just, we're already way past that shit. I can disclose the information later.
What are you talking about? We're just saying, never mind.
No, just shooting the shit, brother. Just shooting the shit. Give me 1 second. I gotta wake somebody up and get him out of the room. Don't you hear the snoring?
What?
No.
You don't hear snoring?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay, then she's fine.
You got a prisoner in your room, dude?
His chick is sleeping, that's all.
That's just how entertaining we are right now.
He's just showing off his Bill Cosby'd out women, like, right off to the side, like it's no problem.
No, Tim.
Man.
Would you give her GHB?
Nah. Roofie.
What'd you slip her, dude?
A roofie. A roofie teen.
Damn.
Hold on a second. It's driving me nuts.
Boo is so pissed right now.
He's like, hey, babe, wake up. You're fucking loud.
Boo is fucking boiling.
Vanessa, wake up.
Boo's like the amount of effort I make to get everybody out of this house.
Boo, do you snore?
He can't even speak.
Yes, you couldn't hear it though, right? Yes, couldn't hear, right?
All right, guys. Yeah, I mean, this has been a fast signal for you, you know.
And now we got Ocean turning on the fan over there. I don't know if you can hear that.
So, Rock, do you have anything to add to the show? Instead of your chick in a bed and you keep going mic on and off.
Just shooting the shit. Just shooting the shit, man. Fucking listening to you guys. Listening to you. No one's really contributed but you, brother. Just you.
Well, he's asking for you to contribute now.
I'm dead.
Was I not enjoying into the conversation? Was I not included? Was I not like...
Rough. I'm just talking. It's like, you want to talk about anything? No,
Boo,
I'm just shooting the shit.
Dog. I'm not upset or fucking thinking insecure then about anything, dude.
Okay, so then, like I said, I'll rephrase the question again. Ralph, is there anything you want to bring up on the show?
You know, it's just thinking about.
Tim King, maybe you could rephrase it a little bit better than I am.
Boo has recognized, actually, earlier on in the episode that he had dominated quite a bit of the conversation, which is when he moved it on to me to explain the jet stuff, you know, he made his earlier attempt and now he's trying to something a little bit more direct where he's just straight up asking you, hey dude, now's your fucking chance.
Now's my fucking chance. I was fucking thought we were having a good conversation up until then, but hey, I didn't just talking.
This has been the Fat Signal. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. Hit that subscribe.
Please comment. Shout out to Big Comedy Network. Thank you so much for supporting this bullshit.
Thank you so much for this bullshit. And Josh,
hit the beat.
No, Josh, don't hit the beat. You hit the beat personally again.
Be the beat.
Oh, really? Let me see if I get it. Okay. All right.
I'm dead. Ding, 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 ding
I'm sorry, Keith.
Oh, God. And it goes, bump.
The fat signal.
Bam.
Wait, did Rolf say the thing or no?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, right at the end, right when he started. Right when he started, I said it. All right,
every I just had to time. Make sure. I just kind of tune it out at this point.